Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. My next guest is Alyssa Warrens, and she's visiting us from SCORE OC, which is the Orange County chapter of SCORE, one of the best SCORE chapters in the country. But Alyssa, you're a volunteer with SCORE, and you have a professional practice as well. So tell our listeners about you and your background and what you do.
Okay. Well, I started out working at a large San Francisco law firm doing litigation in my early years, and then went in-house for a small oil company that later got bought by a very large oil company. And I worked there for about 18 years, doing a combination of commercial litigation and transactional work, purchase agreements, leases, licenses, general commercial contracts, and also some employment law, quite a bit of employment law, and some patent and copyright and trademark work.
So quite a bit of experience in the legal field, and it looks like you do quite a bit for individuals and business owners in the legal field today as well.
Right. When I retired from the big oil company, I took some time to figure out what I wanted to do next, got involved with SCORE, and also realized through SCORE partly that I could start my own practice. And now I have a solo practice in Huntington Beach, and I do mostly general business law, contracts, incorporation, some employment-related law, and trademarks and copyrights, and internet law generally is a subspecialty.
Well, you know, it's amazing. The more I learn about SCORE, the more amazing an organization I see that it is. It's really a huge resource for small business owners out there, all across the United States. So if you would, just tell us a little bit about SCORE and the local chapter.
Sure. SCORE is an association. It's called a resource partner of the Small Business Administration. We receive some funding from SBA, but we also raise our own funds through sponsorships. It's an association of retired professionals and business executives who want to give something back, really. So they volunteer their time to provide mentoring to small business owners.
As a matter of fact, SCORE stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives,
correct,
right?
Correct.
Now, do they use that much anymore? Or is it just trying to get the brand for SCORE out there?
Yeah, we're trying to do the SCORE brand, and in particular here in Orange County, our official title is SCORE 114. That's our chapter number, but we call ourselves SCORE OC.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you have a great website, tons of resources on there. And why do business owners come to SCORE again? What is it? A variety of reasons.
Sure. We provide kind of soup to nuts mentoring, depending on the skill of our particular mentor and what the client's interested in. We'll help clients form business plans. We will try to give them guidance and general suggestions for marketing. In my case, it's for legal issues. I can't provide specific legal advice on behalf of SCORE. I can only do that in my private practice. But I do try to give clients a sense of where the issues are and when they really need to hire a lawyer, when they might be able to figure it out themselves, and just to what to watch out for to make sure they're doing things legally.
So let's get into the topic of the day, which is starting a business. So a lot of people would come and come to SCORE and say, I've got an idea and I'm thinking about starting a business and I've got a lot of questions. What are some of the questions that they usually have when they come in for something like that early on?
Well, the first question, people who are really just starting out usually just ask me, what kind of licenses or permits do I need to have to set up a business?
Sure.
And actually, if you go on my own website, ewlawoffice.com, there's a business startup checklist for people to get all the details they might need. And also on the SCORE site, we try to periodically post reference materials. But in general, the main things you need to do are get a business license in the community that you're in. If you're in Huntington Beach like I am, Huntington Beach provides a business license application. Just go to their website to find it. And that's true for most cities in Orange County. You may also need to check your local zoning requirements to make sure, depending on the type of business you have, that you're in compliance there. If you're trying to operate a food business, you may need to operate a commercial kitchen and be licensed in that way. And also, if you're operating the business in something other than your own name or your corporation's own name, you'll have to file a fictitious business name statement mm-hmm. with the Orange County Clerk's Office and get that published and file an affidavit about that.
Okay, so first is get right with your city,
right,
with
exactly.
your county, with your community, find out what, so that you don't find out down the road that you've been operating incorrectly, which can cost you a lot of money or even shut you down, right?
Exactly. And people think it's not necessary to, but they have ways of finding
people think they're under the radar, right?
That's right.
And that's not necessarily the case. So first is get right with the city. Now, when does a business owner start thinking about forming a separate business entity, like a corporation or a LLC or any of these types of things?
Yeah, a lot of people worry about this right from the start, although we typically tell people, you know, get your business plan set up and then you can gradually work your way into the preferred form of business entity. And the issue of what type of entity to form depends mostly on the amount of risk you're going to encounter in your business. I mean, people form corporations or LLCs for two main reasons. One, to protect against personal liability, and also for some tax advantages. But from a liability standpoint, which should be your first concern, it sort of depends how risky your business is. If you're selling food to the public, then you might want to be concerned about the possibility of lawsuits, and things happen, and even when things don't happen in the United States, anybody can sue over anything, we always say.
So, sure, of course.
So you might want to think about incorporating that type of business, even if you're just a sole proprietor. If, on the other hand, you're providing some kind of consulting services, there's relatively little risk involved, then you might be fine to just be a sole proprietor for a while. The one big exception to this, I always tell my SCORE clients and my personal clients, is if you are in a partnership with another individual, you are much better off forming either an LLC or an S-Corp than continuing to work in a partnership, even if you have a written agreement between the two of you. And the reason for that is that one partner can bind the partnership in a contract or to a debt or an obligation, even without the consent of the other partner. And in that situation, both partners are legally, jointly, and severally liable for the debt. So if your partner gets into an agreement with a third party, that third party could come after you and your personal assets for the debt of the partnership. So that's why I always tell people, if you're in business with someone else, strongly consider a separate legal entity.
Okay, so to recap, you don't need to rush out if you're in business by yourself necessarily.
Right.
And incorporate. Maybe you need to figure out if there's a business here,
exactly,
if it's going to take off first, and then step up to something like that.
Right.
But if you're going into business with someone else, it can be a really good idea right from the beginning. So talk to somebody who knows.
Exactly.
And that's what SCORE is there for people like you to be able to tell people, hey, let me talk to you about this generally, and then if you want legal advice, I can help you, right? And it helps them to understand a little bit more about. Now, we've got a break coming up, and we're going to come back after that and continue to talk about business plans and now what do we do and how do we learn more about building our business and where do we go from here? Sales and marketing, all that stuff that goes into building a business. As soon as we come back, we're going to talk about that. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm talking to Alyssa Warrants from the Alyssa Warrants Law Group and SCORE OC. We'll be right back after this message. Are you a small business owner looking for help from experienced people who have been there and done that? You might not need to look any further than your local SCORE chapter. SCORE has been helping to grow successful small businesses across America, one business at a time since 1964. There are over 300 chapters nationwide, and you can find workshops, one-on-one mentoring, a wide variety of tools and resources. Why not contact your local SCORE chapter and find out what they have available for you? Find out more at www.score.org or in Orange County, California, contact scoreoc.org. That's scoreoc.org.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes at itunes.exitcoachradio.com. I'm talking with Alyssa Warrants of the Alyssa Warrants Law Group, and she's here from SCORE Orange County. And again, we're talking about what a wonderful resource SCORE is for small business owners. And a lot of them wonder, when I'm starting my business, do I rush out? Do I incorporate? Do I do something called an LLC? What's the difference between the two? So, Alyssa, could you help our listeners understand a little bit about the difference between corporations and LLCs, these limited liability companies?
Sure. I'll give a quick overview. And I will say this is the number one question I get asked by clients at SCORE. I mean, they come in knowing there's a range of options and just totally confused. So the basic difference, and most people kind of recognize this, is between an S-Corp and LLC, which are the two main types of businesses that small businesses form, two main type of entities. They both protect your personal assets from liability, and they both allow for something called pass-through taxation. So in other words, you don't have to file a separate tax return for your corporation. You just do your own personal taxes, and whatever money you make from your business shows on your personal taxes. The difference between an S-Corp and an LLC, though, is that one is much more formal than the other. If you form an S-Corp, you have to have a board of directors, you have to have shareholders and an annual shareholders meeting, you have to have books and records of the corporation, minutes, shares, all that stuff. If you form an LLC, on the other hand, you're not legally required to have any of that. You just need members and an organizing agreement, and you're off and running. So for many people, they think an LLC sounds great because it's so much easier than all that paperwork. Mm-hmm. But what I often tell people who come see me at SCORE is, if you don't want to do paperwork, you might want to reconsider running your own business, because there's some amount of paperwork involved. And what I tend to see happen a lot with people who form LLCs is they don't do any paperwork. They kind of forget that they're actually running a separate business, and then they kind of move money in and out of bank accounts, and they treat the LLC as though it's the same as them, and then they start to lose the protection of the separate legal entity. So often I'll suggest to people they might want to consider an S-Corp, because just by virtue of having all that formality, and once you get it set up, it's not too hard to maintain, that helps give them in some ways better protection in the long haul.
It keeps you on track, because I know a lot of people, like you said, they'll commingle funds back and forth personally and their corporation. Well, nobody's really watching, right? Are they? Until they are.
Right, exactly right.
And that's when the problems come home to roost, when somebody hasn't been keeping their minutes and all that kind of thing.
They have nothing to show that they actually have a separate legal entity out there. It all looks just like their home office.
Right. So as with a lot of these things, treat it as if it's a formal entity, like it's a real thing. Don't just think you set it up and then the government's never going to come look at this.
Exactly.
Because they do come calling sometimes and ask to look at books and records and things, and you can't just make them up at that point, right?
Well, you can try to reconstruct, but it's very difficult, and you're going to be paying a lawyer a lot of money to do what you could have been doing for almost no money from the start.
Like the old Mr. Goodwrench commercial, pay me now or pay me later.
Exactly right.
Very good. Okay, so another question that we hear a lot here is, what's the difference between employees and independent contractors? Now, let's say I've got somebody that's fairly part-time. They're okay with being paid under the table. I'm just going to pay him under the table. Is that okay? Well, it's probably, you have to really be careful these days about employee versus independent contractor, right?
Yeah, you absolutely do. In fact, I had a client who was pretty much doing everything right and got audited. It's really easy for that to happen, because all it takes is one disgruntled employee who goes to the Department of Labor or EDD, and you are in the middle of an audit, and it's really hard to work your way out because the government assumes you're doing something wrong. So the main things to watch out for, I mean, it kind of all boils down to, how much do you control the work that the worker is doing? The more you control it, then the more that person really is going to be characterized as an employee by the government, and they're going to expect you to be paying payroll taxes and unemployment and workers' comp and all that stuff. If you haven't, you can be liable for big penalties, and as well as the back payments that you owe, including potentially payments for overtime that you should have been paying and weren't.
And the state wants that money.
Oh, yeah. They pursue that very aggressively. And
I've heard that. And I've heard that the EDD has never seen an independent contractor relationship that they like.
It is. I've been there. It's very, very hard to demonstrate to them that this person really wasn't independent.
And the other rule of thumb is, just because the employee says it's okay doesn't mean it's really okay.
Absolutely not. And even a written contract is not going to get you out of it. The single biggest factor in the state of California, anyway, is, can the worker do work for other people? That's a really big factor. So bear that in mind. If your independent contractor hires themselves out to other people, then you're probably okay. Although there's a lot of other factors involved, and we at SCORE can help you figure those out.
That's great. So there's probably some kind of a checklist to go down to figure out, is this going to pass the muster of the EDD and the Department of Labor?
Yes, and you can look on the EDD website. They do have that information. Also, this is also an issue controlled by the IRS to some extent, and irs.gov has a 40-question checklist to find out if your worker is really an employee. So those are all things to look at.
So when someone says, okay, well, great, I still have the idea. I think I still want to go in business. I've got my corporate structure or my business structure now that I think I'm going to go down that path. I've got employees. I'm going to make sure I'm treating them properly. What's next? What else do they need to think about in terms of legalities and things like that?
Well, I think the final step for a lot of folks is they get their website up and they start trying to do some business online. Either they're doing e-commerce or they're just marketing their business online. And either way, everybody has an online presence. So there's a few key things to watch out for. And actually, if you go to our SCORE OC Facebook page, we have some free downloads that will help you with the laws pertaining to doing business on the internet. But essentially, you know, you need to be careful if you're collecting private personal information, even email addresses from people on your website, then you need to have a privacy policy. It's required by California law, and I have had clients get in trouble for not having them. It's enforced by the Attorney General. The other issue is make sure you have terms of service or terms of use on your website that tells people what your rules are for using your site and helps you protect your copyright, your trademark, all that good intellectual property you've got on your site. And finally, you might want to put up some disclaimers. If you're selling cosmetics, for example, and you seem to be making a health claim or a medical benefit claim, you want to be careful to put a disclaimer there that you're really not giving medical advice and you're not licensed to do that.
Great stuff. So now you have a couple of links available on SCORE OC that go to some articles and blogs that you've written. One's called Five Ways to Stop Someone from Stealing Your Online Brand, right?
Right, right.
Great information to have because we think, you know, you put it out there, what happens if somebody steals it? You know, there's some things you need to be aware of and think about what you're going to do if you find out that happens and what you can do to prevent it in the first place.
Exactly, yeah. If you go to our Facebook page at SCORE OC, there are a couple of tabs with free downloads. So, yeah, I strongly recommend people take a look at that. It'll give you some very specific ideas if you do think someone has stolen your brand. And you can also come see us at SCORE and we can give you some suggestions for how to deal with that.
Yeah, and I think that's key for everybody to know that you don't just go on the website with SCORE. You can go meet with people face-to-face in group settings and other kinds of meetings. And the other thing that you have on there is called Three Legal Things Every Website Should Have. Why wouldn't you go and read that right away? Why wouldn't you go to the Facebook and look for SCORE OC and look for that link and read Three Legal Things Every Website Should Have right now today, because it's stuff that you need to know about before you move forward in this big, big world of business here.
Exactly. We try to give really practical suggestions.
Well, we're going to wrap up today's interview with Alyssa Warrants, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can get in touch with you directly, Alyssa.
Sure. My website is www.ewlawoffice.com. You can also reach me through SCORE. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn at SCORE OC. Read our blog at scoreoc.org and call us at 714-794-5477.
Fantastic. Great information. I want to thank you and I want to remind people that this is a part of a series. Next week we'll have Carl Woodard talking about writing a business plan on the show here at exitcoachradio.com. In the meanwhile, you can find all of these interviews online at scoreoc.org. They have a player set up and also at our website, exitcoachradio.com. So please join us again, and I hope to have you back sometime and talk more about these issues.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.